Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
I'm Holly Kwan. Thanks for being here. Here's what's happening. Following months of speculation, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi making it official, saying she plans to retire from Congress at the end of her current term. KCBS's Mike DeWald following reaction to the announcement.
Following weeks of speculation, Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi making her plans official in a nearly six-minute video posted to social media thanking the city that first elected her to office.
Thank you, San Francisco, for trusting me to be your voice in Congress. May God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.
Pelosi has served since 1987 and was the first and only woman elected Speaker of the House. Former California Democratic Party Chair Bill Press says Pelosi's legacy is knowing how to get the votes. Now she'll focus on welcoming a new generation of leaders to the party.
No doubt the smartest politician I ever knew, met, or worked with, or I think ever walked the planet.
President Trump reacting, telling Fox News the retirement is great for America, calling Pelosi, quote, highly overrated. GOP consultant Rob Stutzman says every Republican across the country ran against Nancy Pelosi, and that's a point of praise.
I can't think of parallels to her. She's one of a kind.
Sonoma State University political scientist David McEwen says Pelosi will now focus on shifting the balance of power in Congress.
Part of her legacy is about building that momentum into 2026 so Democrats can retake the House.
Pelosi not yet backing a candidate as a successor. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Right now, there are two main candidates already declared for retiring Nancy Pelosi's congressional seat. State Senator Scott Wiener, a well-known name in local politics, says hers are big shoes to fill, but San Francisco needs to be able to count on strong representation in Washington. Pelosi has done so much for San Francisco, it is up to him to carry on, and that's why he decided to declare his candidacy weeks before she announced her retirement. He says he was not looking forward to having to run against her.
I admire her tremendously. I think she walks on water, frankly. But it was getting very late. There was an ongoing race, and the Speaker Emerita had not said that she was going to run. And so there came a point where, to me, I needed to get in the race because it's so important to ensure that San Francisco has strong, effective representation in Congress.
39-year-old tech exec Shoykat Chakrabarty was a top aide to Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, but has never held public office. He is wealthy enough to fund his own campaign, and he has said the Democratic Party needs new ideas, not old ones. And while he praised Pelosi, he pointed to why his ideas are better.
Because as Nancy Pelosi said, no one gives you power. You have to take it. This is the end of an era, but it's also the beginning of something new. So let's build it together.
Pelosi's daughter, Christine, has been evasive about whether she intends to run for her mother's seat, but she has been a leader in the Democratic Party for decades. Air travelers bracing for chaos as the FAA proposes massive flight reductions across the U.S. As KCBS's Matt Bigler reports from SFO, at least two Bay Area airports could be impacted.
A list provided to CBS News shows 40 major airports, including SFO and Oakland, that will see a proposed 10% reduction in capacity due to the government shutdown. The FAA says the cuts are being made to alleviate staffing pressures on air traffic controllers.
You know, they're looking at the numbers, right? They want to keep people safe. So if they have to make a reduction, they have to pick somewhere.
Nonetheless, Angela Donahue from Monterey is frustrated the government shutdown continues to drag on.
All those politicians need to put their big boy and big girl pants on and get it done. People are suffering.
A spokesperson for SFO says it's up to the airlines to begin these cutbacks in flights. At SFO, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
San Francisco's newest supervisor is totally green when it comes to politics. Lifelong Sunset resident, 29-year-old Isabella Bea Alcaraz, was appointed by Mayor Daniel Lurie to fill the supervisor's seat vacated by the recall of former District 4 supervisor Joel Engardio. Alcaraz is a teacher and a former pet store owner. She has never worked in government or sought public office before, but apparently gave her number to the mayor during a Sunset After Dark night market in September. Lurie says she will bring fresh perspective to City Hall and offer accountable leadership to the Sunset. The neighborhood is still bitter over the permanent ban on cars on the Great Highway. The issue prompted Engardio's removal from office. Alcaraz, in an interview with the Chronicle, says she has signaled that she leans towards removing the car ban. She will serve at least until next summer when Sunset voters return to the polls to decide who will serve out the final segment of Engardio's term. Just days after a driverless Waymo car struck and killed a beloved bodega cat in San Francisco's Mission, the company is now facing a separate lawsuit. San Francisco physician Dr. Nasir Mohammed is suing Waymo, saying the company misidentified him as a terrorist and denied him service. Dr. Mohammed claims that Waymo's AI software had flagged his name simply because it resembled a Muslim or Middle Eastern name on a government sanctions list. A spokesperson for Waymo said the company does not argue with Dr. Mohammed's claims and denies any discrimination in their service. Thousands of dollars worth of roses are gone from Oakland's Rose Garden, and volunteers are now trying to raise the money to replace over 50 rose bushes that were stolen by thieves. Most of the roses were ripped out from their roots, so a lot of them may not even survive. This happened in the middle of last month when discouraged volunteers and city staffers arrived to find empty holes in the ground.
The Rose Garden is a real jewel of Oakland society. You know, my own kids took their prom pictures there. I've gone there many times for picnics. I think everyone in Oakland realizes what a treasure it is, and it's such a tragedy that people are attacking it.
City Councilman Zach Unger, representing the district where the 91-year-old garden sits, he says there are surveillance cameras, but they didn't catch anything useful.
One of the beauties of the Rose Garden is that it is open to everyone, and we don't want to change that. We want this resource to be available to everyone, but that does leave us vulnerable to the worst people in our society.
Replacement is estimated at about $5,000. For the past decade, Dr. Priscilla Chan, along with her husband Mark Zuckerberg, have focused part of their philanthropy on a lofty goal: to cure, prevent, or manage all disease, if not in their lifetime, then in their children's. Now the billionaire couple is shifting the bulk of their philanthropic resources to BioHub. It's the pair's science organization to focus on bringing together artificial intelligence and biology in an effort to accelerate scientific discovery. A retired Fairfield firefighter has died of cancer related to his job. 41-year-old fire engineer Chris Bell, survived by his parents, his wife, and three daughters. He grew up in Vallejo and was interested in firefighting at an early age. In Vallejo, he was in the Explorer Youth Program, then joined the Fairfield Fire Department in 2003 as a reserve firefighter, hired full-time in 2007, and then promoted to fire engineer in 2013. He retired almost exactly a year ago. Fairfield's fire chief praising Bell for his work ethic and sense of humor. Among his other positive attributes, flags are going to be lowered to half staff in the city of Fairfield until further notice. 7 years ago this weekend, the 150,000-acre campfire incinerated the town of Paradise in Butte County. With rebuilding only a third of the way done, there is still a long road ahead. To commemorate this, we connected with the victim of January's Eaton Fire in Southern California. He is trekking 700 miles from Altadena to Paradise to raise funds and spirits for those struggling to bounce back from the L.A. wildfires. Here's part one of Walking to Paradise.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month, required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It was the middle of the night when Dimitri Camperos got the text from a neighbor that he should evacuate from their Altadena family home.
You know, I helped my parents grab important things, photo albums, things that are irreplaceable by money. But, you know, the lights are out. You've got just like an iPhone flashlight that you're using. And in the back of your mind, because the whole thing feels so surreal, you think, well, there's no way the fire could actually reach this far. And you wake up in the morning, you look at the news, and it's like, oh, my word, it's gone.
One of 9,500 structures burned. By comparison, Paradise saw twice that. 19,000 homes and buildings burned, including the town's infrastructure. That inspired 31-year-old Camperos to embark on a 700-mile journey by foot.
I started from my home in Altadena. I'm trekking all the way up to Paradise, the site of the campfire 7 years ago. And along the way, I am hoping to learn quite a bit about California, about the recovery process, about what does it look like 7 years from now. You know, the people of Altadena, it hasn't even been a full year for them, and yet there's all this anxiety.
He's basically following I-5, so the closest he'll get to the Bay Area is Modesto or Stockton, hoping to reach Paradise before Thanksgiving.
Really, at the end of the day, this is about community, collaboration, and feeling like in 2025 that our state can still be united in beautiful causes.
Tomorrow, we take a look at what it takes to trek over 500 miles. Blister cream works really well, and what kind of hope still exists in Paradise. The San Francisco Public Defender's Office says it does not have enough staff to deal with its increasing caseload. As KCBS's David Welsh tells us, a lack of public defenders means a backlog in court and, in some cases, suspected felons possibly walking free.
Matt Gonzalez, chief attorney with San Francisco's Public Defender's Office, claims new cases coming into their office became so overwhelming they had to take action.
And so we basically reluctantly got to a place where we said, look, unless something happens, we're going to have to declare unavailable.
His office did just that, leaving the county's criminal court system short on court-appointed attorneys.
I believe that this is a political strategy.
District Attorney Brooke Jenkins thinks the move comes as a way of getting more funds, though she says her office runs with roughly the same budget.
And I think that this has been his mechanism to try to put the mayor's back against the wall.
The public defender's office denies that claim, but it does say it needs more money to do its job.
We're still taking a vast majority of the cases, close to 80%.
In San Francisco, David Welch, KCBS.
A pedestrian is dead after a crash in Pleasanton. Police say this happened Tuesday night near Main and Neal Streets. 56-year-old pedestrian treated at the scene before taken to a hospital where she died. Police still trying to determine a cause for that crash. The driver did remain at the scene and is cooperating. You may want to check your flight status. The FAA preparing to slash air traffic at 40 of the nation's biggest airports due to the ongoing government shutdown. KCBS's Matt Bigler has that story from SFO.
According to CBS News, both SFO and Oakland San Francisco Bay International Airport are on the list of hubs ordered by the FAA to throttle flights by 10%. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says the move is in response to severe shortages of air traffic controllers currently working without pay.
I think it's a smart move, even though it's going to put us in a little bit of a pinch.
But Angela Donahue from Monterey is frustrated that it's come to this, a government shutdown now in day 37.
Many people are suffering with their health care, their food bills, and now they're not getting paid.
Airlines are expected to begin phasing in these flight cancellations in the coming days. At SFO, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
Your news watch continues. San Francisco's Adopt a Drain program is going strong. It's almost a decade after it began. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby tells us, now is a good time to sign up to clean a street drain in your neighborhood.
Drainmond Green is a popular name for people who adopt street drains through SFPUC's program because, of course, the fun part is naming it. I also saw Purple Drain and Drain Spotting and Great Lynn Jenner. The less fun but more important part, cleaning that drain you adopt ahead of rains, clearing the litter and leaves so the water can easily flow in.
To be clear, though, we're not relying on volunteers to clear the storm drains. That's something that the SFPUC does.
But the volunteers certainly help, says Jake Herson with the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, and can prevent the need for 311 calls when a drain backs up.
We have around 25,000 storm drains in the city of San Francisco. Currently, more than 5,000 people are registered drain adopters.
You may even meet someone. Herson recalls a poster someone put on a telephone pole.
It was something like drain mama looking for drain co-parent.
Megan Goldsby, KCBS.
Data centers. Some say we need them now more than ever to power this AI boom. But others worry about the negative environmental impacts these computing facilities have. KCBS's Shannon Golden taking a look at the debate unfolding in one South Bay city.
Erica Garofo, large load energy customer development lead with the city of San Jose, says they're seeing a significant demand in Silicon Valley.
We're at this kind of magic moment where we have capacity within the city to bring on some of these data centers that wouldn't otherwise happen.
But according to Tamara Nice with the nonprofit Data and Society Research Institute, all that computing energy can take a major environmental toll.
Even if we're making progress towards using renewable energy sources, we just need so much energy to power these things that coal plants are staying open and we're still relying on fossil fuels.
Data centers also require large amounts of water and can contribute to air and noise pollution, she says. But Garofo says the city has planned for those issues.
As we're reaping the economic benefits, we're also taking into consideration and minimizing any of the negative environmental impacts.
Shannon Golden, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying play KCBS Radio.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.